Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Sing that in. Sing that in. Sing it in. Sing it in. Sing it in. Thank you for their simple hearts. That is the greatest treasure in this place right now. The greatest thing here right now is not nice oratory. It's not worldly influence. It's not that we're intelligent. It's not money. It's not academics. The greatest treasure in this house, in this place, is hearts that are willing. Hearts that we tear down the whole system of the world looking for Christ. Hearts that we stop at nothing till the glory of God is bettered. Hearts that we choose to see the good of every situation till the glory of God is bettered. That is the greatest treasure in this place right now. Thank you for this, your work. Thank you for this, your work. For that act of obedience is a work of grace. It's a work of grace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for that work you have done on our hearts. For that work you have done on our hearts, these are men willing to go for you, willing to go for you because you have shed that your blood on our hearts. Thank you, Father, for simplicity. For simplicity. For we are not complex for you. No, for we are simple. Simple enough to obey you. Simple enough to love one another. Simple enough to serve God together. Thank you, Father, for that heart. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. As we look into your word this evening again, we are blessed thereby in Jesus' name. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Give three people high five. Hallelujah. Say we're in a great time. Say it's a great time. Mighty manifestations. Glorious manifestation of the power of God, of the glory of God. Thank you and be seated. Thank you. Be seated, everybody. Amen, amen. Those of you that went on missionary trip, how was your missionary trip? Buki, Izad, IJ, Pastor Joy, and those of you that went on sabbatical, like Peace, Ojut, you're welcome. Praise God. Nice seeing you, Father Abraham. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. Just do me a favor. Just try and endure today. It's not long, but endure today. I don't know what to call the title, actually. It looks like prayers and the wisdom of the Spirit. Or prayers in the New Testament. Something close. Somebody wish me Happy New Year, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's a new year, right? So this is a New Year message. So 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, and searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when he testified beforehand the what sufferings of Christ and the glory follows. Okay, so please don't forget the details of this place. See verse 11. It says, searching. That's the key thing. Searching. They were searching. What manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, that mindset of Christ, which was in them, the thought of Christ. When you are seeing the Spirit of Christ there, it's not talking about the Holy Ghost that we have today. It's talking about the intention of God in them, that of Spirit of Christ, like the mindset of God in them, like that advent of Christ, advent, A-D-V-E-N-T, of Christ in them. That means what God will do that was in them, that they were trying to figure out. So that was saying the Spirit of Christ was in them. This signifies, was I taking this thing the other way? Searching what on what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, okay? When I think there's a better way to explain this place in a series. May I not fail my own exam? When he testified before the Spirit of the sufferings of Christ and the what glory that should follow. So it's not actually saying they have the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm just saying. That's not what he's saying. Are you greeting me with a phone ringing in church? Seriously? Verse 12, unto whom was it revealed? That's unto whom was it revealed? Not unto themselves, but unto us, did they minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you. With the Holy Ghost what? Sent down from, now you can see that the Holy Ghost was not sent down from heaven in verse 11, okay? So verse 11 is actually about interrogation, okay? Interrogation. They were trying to inquire. What is going to happen? How is it going to be? What is that plan of God? How is it going to be? Sorry, that's what I'm trying to explain. I didn't do proper well over there. So, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Amen? So, it's saying now that the prophet that they were searching, looks like they were experimenting hypothesis. That means there will be something that looks like guesswork. Later, somebody else will clarify further. Somebody else will make it better. And it will be progressive until they understand that intention of God. So, anyway, I just said that so that because I want to explain something briefly. When most of us got saved, or lots of us, when we got saved, which book were you told to go and read? Which book of the Bible were you told to start your Christian life with? Let's start from this first row. Which book of the Bible, sirs? Genesis? It's the person that got you saved was your issue. Next, row two, yes? Romans. You didn't really? Michael, awesome. Happy New Year. Yes, which book? Genesis. Sir? Bartoni? Sir? Romans. Jesus. Something is really missing. Now I know why I am different from all of you. Yes? Which row, yes? If you got a man saved and you want everything to be so simple for him, where will you tell him to start reading the Bible from? John! Okay, the one you are told, right? Oh, sorry, apologies. So now you know the reason why you are the way you are. When you got saved and you start reading the Bible from Malachi. Hallelujah. Sacristy. How you doing, man? Have I seen you in a day like this before? It's an August day. Glory to God. John. You know, then, I don't understand too. I couldn't explain. But, you know, John just looked like simple. Just looked like a teddy bear. Is that type of love? Oh, come. Oh, God. Yeah, it's like, just see love everywhere. E.g., there's no other gospel material that emphasizes just believe, like John. Hope you know, right? Everything, John 1, John 3, John 4, John 5, everything is just all over. Makes it simple. That tells us something. Go to Genesis 1, verse 1. It was later I realized that John, in his writings, he was not like many of the other authors. in that he rewrote creation story with Christology. Write down. Just say, John rewrote creation story with Christology. Like, John made it so easy for you to see that when God was opening Genesis 1:1, he was referring to someone. Rejoice, you are still at home. Awesome. Okay, you say you are going tomorrow. That when Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was what? There was light. Verse 4, and God saw the light and that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. John 1:1 now says, in the beginning, see the same words. So John made it easy. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was who? Was God. Verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Oh, so he was saying that, although you are seeing trees, moons, everything, all things were made by this word, Christ. That means Genesis 1 is not actually talking about the places we are seeing in the place. Now see verse 4, let's read verse 4 and 5 together. I want to go, help me, yes. In him was life, and the life was it, and the light shined where, and the darkness comprehended. So, see 1 John 1:1. Like, that is not enough. Like, to show you that John was not trying, he was not making an error, it was not just something that he stumbled on. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. Want to go? Let's read. Yes, sirs. Was from the beginning, which we have what? Heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear what? Witness. Oh, and show to you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested. So please, from which verse in Genesis 1 can you compare it 1 John 1:2 with? Look at it. 1 John 1:2 will be referring to which verse in Genesis 1? He is saying in 1 John 1:2 that we bear witness, we show unto you that eternal life. So that will be referring to what in Genesis 1? Sir? Feel free. Verse what, sir? 3 and 4. And God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, right? Okay? Also, don't forget the latter part of verse 2, the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters. And that implies what? The preaching of the gospel. Thank you. So that's in verse 5 on Genesis 1, verse 5. And God called the light what? And the darkness he called what? And the evening and the morning were the first. So write this down. John rewrote creation story and put Christ as the intention. John rewrote creation story. Bracken, it's like I've touched the volume of that slave. Put this back to 3 o'clock. John rewrote creation story and put Christ as the intention. Thank you. Take it to 4 o'clock. And he put Christ as the what? Intention. That means this question that a lot of people are answering, why are we here? Are we here now? Today is Iran and US today. This loss. Everybody looking for dominance. Because everybody is trying to, okay, we are here so that we can be the topmost world power. We are here so that we can be this. That answer is found in the world. Once you try to appreciate creation outside the intention of creation, you will enter a circle of struggle. Sorry, I said when you try to appreciate creation outside the what? Intention. The reason. Just like this is a microphone. You can, if you are walking in the flesh, you can remove this microphone and use it to stone divine for not scoring 16 in the exams. But is that the purpose of the microphone? No, you can take this microphone. If you are good, I didn't know if you can use it to play table tennis. Maybe it can work. Maybe. But that is not the intention.
So once you are appreciating something, once you are appreciating, now today we have plenty of people who say, oh, wow, it's time, holiday time. Let's go around the world, see the high mountains, see the valleys, right? Nice and scope, nice everything. They are not bad, though. But once you are appreciating them, outside what? Intention. I will explain something to you. Go back to 2 Corinthians. Of course, you know that's chapter 4, verse 3. So don't forget in Genesis 1:5, he said, he called the light day. He called the darkness. He called it night. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds. The minds, the minds, the minds. That's that darkness you are seeing on the face of the deep in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Pastor Nika said something a while ago. He said, you can actually teach a man to salvation. Sorry, an unbeliever. You can teach him till he becomes saved. Some of us just think that all we need to do to unbelievers is just to tell them that, say, I believe in Jesus. Some smart unbelievers will not reason with you. You can teach them. Teach them. Sorry, back to my topic. Verse 5, 4, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. Let's read verse 6. Want to go? Help me. Yes, sir? Has shined where? Where has God shined? Say, God has shined in my heart. Thank you. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of... Hallelujah. Say, the knowledge of God is the destination. That's the point. It's not the means to an end. Some people think we are learning about the knowledge of God so that we can do something. So that something can be better. No, that's knowledge of God, that light should shine over the dark areas, which is the dark part of man, which is the heart of man. That is the intention of creation. That is the intention of the entire creation. No, when Sinai sang that song, that you are the reason for life, like, that's awesome. You are the reason. You are the reason for life. It's just that simple. Thank you. Go back to Psalm 30 now. Don't forget, God called the light day. He called the darkness what? Night. Psalm 30. I want us to read this together. So that means, oh God, okay, let's first read before we go there. A psalm, let me read verse 1, 2, 3, then you read 4. A psalm and a song of dedication of Pastor David. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted him up, and thou hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Focus on what he's saying. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave, and thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Singing, yes, verse 4. Verse 5, want to go? Yes. For his anger endureth but a moment, but in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a what? For a night, but joy cometh. I'm coming. I am in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. Verse 7, Lord, be by thy favor, yes, made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cry unto thee, yes, O Lord, and in supplication, verse 9, help me. Shall the dust praise thee? Shall he declare the truth? Yeah, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my... Verse 30, 11, want to go? Thou hast turned for me my what? Mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth. To the end that my glory may sing, praise unto thee, not be silent. Oh Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee. What can you see that David was comparing there? No, he was saying in verse 7 that weeping may endure for a night, but surely joy cometh in the morning. Which morning? The resurrection morning. Glory to God. The resurrection morning. What he now said in this verse, where are we? verse 11 say, thou hast turned for me my what? Money into dancing. So these are all, when you are reading these places in the Bible, don't be thinking about different scenarios. Different scenarios. No. Glory to God. Oh, sorry, pause. Can you come and sit beside, please? No, we have a culture of not always sitting alone. Sorry. Thank you. Beside peace. Oh, okay. You don't know. Okay, book is peace. No problem. Say la. Thank you, sir. So, light shining in darkness. That means, he said, each day you see the day done, what should you think about? God called the darkness night. He called the light day. Abi? And he called it darkness night. And he has told you that darkness and light talks about the art of man that is dark and the pushing of the ghost who towards illuminates that act. So now that means once every day, every time I see another breaking of the day, what should I remember? Huh? Feel free. What should I remember? Thank you. Simple. That means each time I see that sun coming out in the morning, instead of, remember that MTN advert that a guy was, I know you know it, a guy was far away and the guy was saying, wow, oh, Jesus, Paracletos, you know this. Oh, thanks for bringing sunshine to my life. Oh, Jerry. So that means God puts things around us to remind us of our duty. That's what I'm trying to say. He puts things around us to remind us of our duty. Now, what we are told now is that early morning sun is vitamin what? D. So your mother will use that one to deceive you. She won't give you transport fare to go to school. Say, no, trek in that early morning sun is good for your body. No, instead of you just say, I don't have money to I didn't know how much vitamin D we got. It's fine. Anyway. So in every morning, every day you wake up, as you see that, you imagine men in darkness coming to the light. Coming to the light. Now, don't forget, they are not all perfect. For instance, okay, some of you may ask me, okay, what of in the evening? When darkness now overcomes the light, what should I think about? Think about nothing. Are you with me? Sorry, do you get that? That is not, Satan can think about something, but not you. Sorry, I didn't know if you get me. Amen. Go back to Genesis chapter 1, please, verse 26. So we have some things in the Bible that are just used to remind us of why we are here. Why we are here. Please kindly just do your best today and help me, and let's do this together. Sorry, I had a very long day myself and the weather was not supportive, but glory, I was able to make it and rest for a while. Genesis 1:26, and the Lord said, please look at this. Let the earth bring forth what? The living creatures after his kind. Genesis 1:26. Living creature after what? His kind. Cattle, Genesis 1:24, sorry. And creeping things and the beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And 25. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind. And cattle after their kind. And everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And immediately, what was the next thing? 26, want to go? And God said, let us make man in our what? So man must be after whose kind? Awesome. Do you see the flow of that? After his kind, after his kind. So I want man to after whose image? My image. So man too must be after my kind. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that means also, sorry, once, if you, I remember when Okwe's mom came, and I saw Okwe's mom exact carbon copy of Okwe, I said, wow, truly Okwe is after a kind, right? So once you see two photocopies like that, what should that remind you of? I am after who?
God's kind.
Say, God, put sensors all around me to remind me of who I am.
So I said sensors. I didn't know you better what to use now. Help me. Remind me.
Like he puts just pointers, things in case you want to forget. You want to forget that you are created after the image of God. Just say, two identical twins. Wow. Same way, remember you are after his image. See Colossians 1 verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father who hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. You are still going back to that book of Proverbs today. 13. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of what now? Firstborn of what? Every creature, right? So now that he's saying, you can see two type of kind there. It's like saying Jesus is the image of God, right? And he is the first fruit of every. That means we can say, sorry, I know it's a weak statement. It's like Jesus is mirroring God and we are mirroring Jesus. Do you understand that? It's like, I say it's like, I mean, that's not a perfect system. So because he's saying Jesus is the image of the what? Invisible God. Now he's the firstborn of what? How many? Many creatures. Okay, where am I? Verse 16. Slowly want to go. For by him were all things created that are where? That are visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Verse 17. And he is before how many things? All things. And by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the what? Firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, Colossians 3 verse 10. And I've put on the new man. You see, he said, you have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. You have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, wherein there is neither Jew nor Greek, circumcision, barbarian, Scythian, born nor free, but Christ is all and in what? All. 12. Put on, therefore, as the what? Elect of God, holy and beloved, boys of what? Mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering. Next verse, forbearing one another and forgiving. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as what? Christ forgave you, so also what? You can see that he's saying you mirror Christ in this. He first describes you as you are after the image of him that created you in verse 10. Now say in verse 11, there's no distinction. You don't use your tribal things to, if you are still here, you are still saying I cannot marry a Jew, but you are just, I'm not, you are just unserious. Sorry. So now he removes all the barriers. Say there's neither this, nor this, nor this, nor this, nor this, nor this. Say Christ is my tribe. Saying Christ is my tribe. Saying Christ is my tribe.
Yeah,
that's your tribe. That's your tribe. So you're now saying 12, put on therefore as elect of God. So because you're already after the image of Christ, you can now put on, you can put on the things in Christ, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering. After service, I'll be doing a small restructuring of our stuff in this place. I'm sure you'll be with me till then. 13, now say, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, do the same thing. Matthew 5:43 now. Matthew 5:43.
See, above all these things, put on charity, which is a bond of perfectness. Matthew 5:43. Well done. You have heard that it has been said that thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy. You see, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them. Not pray against them. Pray for. Say pray for. Say pray for. Say I am too big to be praying against. You are too big for that. That's the point. You are too big to imagine. It's just like, sorry, just like, let's say there's a USA military versus a Kiti State military. You know, sorry, this is my state. No, even US, it's a disgrace for them to be trying to be proving a point. You don't see us. Come and face us. Stop all this one. Praise God. So the same way when you see a man, you say, die, you are so deluded. Not you. You are so, no, that means something is really missing. A lot of things is missing. You don't even know you at all. Say shy. Sorry. So love your enemies. Say pray for. Say I don't have the luxury to pray against. Why should you? So pray for them that persecute you. Pray for them that do despitefully use you and persecute you. Verse 45 is a joker. Why can't we do this? Want to go? Yes. That you may both be the children of your Father which is in heaven. Wait in your character. Put that in your mind. It's not saying it's when you forgive somebody that is when you are now the what? Child of God. You are a child of God because you have believed the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have believed that Jesus died for your sins and he rose again. But that you might exemplify the same in your what? Conduct. Are you with me? Some people will go to this place and say, can you see it's until you show mercy? That is where you are a child of God. No, showing mercy is a description of who? Children of God. Praise God. Are you with me? That you may be. The children of your Father, which is in heaven, for he maketh his son to rise on thee. Just like in that Colossians 3, he said, put on beloved, as beloved, put on. Although he already said you are in Christ, yet he's saying put on. That's the same thing Jesus is doing here. And sendeth his reign on both the unjust and the just. For if you love them which love you only, what reward do you have? The publicans do the same. If you salute only your brethren, what do you have more than others? Don't not even the publicans do the same. Now saying 48, be ye therefore what? Perfect, even as your Father in heaven is what? So perfect in what? In forgiveness. Are you with me? In forbearing one another. Don't say I can't do that. Say I can. So when you say perfect, it's not in this context, perfectness is not talking about every woman affair. It's talking about forgiveness. Praise God. Thank you. Go back to Colossians 3:15 now. Now say, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, peace of God, let it rule in your heart, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Hallelujah. Rush to Ephesians 5. Now, he has said something in verse 15. Say, you are called into one body. Say, one body. No, so he said, you are called. You are into one body. That already talks about something. Ephesians 5:25, which is also from Genesis 2. I'm sorry I'm fast because I started late. Trying not to close too late today. So Ephesians 5:25, husband, love your wife, even as Christ also what? Loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That means he's not saying this is not a future tense. This is what he gave himself for this purpose, for this intent. Sorry, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having what? Spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So, us men to love their wife as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever hated his own body, his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Let's read 30 to 32 together. Help me.
For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning what? Christ and the church. Hallelujah. So that means when I see marriage ceremony, what should it remind me of? Christ and his church. I think Pastor also taught us this in last program. When you see marriage ceremonies, you now see, wow, Christ and his church. I'm not saying, Pastor, hey, it's like the reason I don't know why is because I'm not married. No, that's not. I'm not saying when you marry. I say when you see marriage. Say la. So, see the three elements I've mentioned. I said when you see day and night, it should remind you of what? The preaching of the gospel to the unsaved. When you see marriage, it should remind you of your unity with Christ and with the members of the body of Christ. I don't know if I've read that. Also, yes, when you see reproduction, that people are just carbon copy of one another, that should also remind you of what? The fact that you are after God's image, you have God's character, you have God's trait. You don't behave like a man and say, me, I will give them. I know they send to me. No, that's you descend. Amen. Say, I descend. Yes, that's Christian. We take all manner of rubbish at times and we come to church and we spit it out. Praise God. Amen, amen. So, meaning everywhere you go now. Meaning everywhere you go, you ought to see God. That's where I'm going. Meaning everywhere you go, you ought to what? See God. So, if you are single and you now see two, a guy and a lady, hugging the girl, just dragging themselves around the street, should you be saying, oh God, where will... Which one should you think about first? You know, it's people who are actually... you understand? They are the ones that say la. Amen. So again, don't forget. Please, I mentioned three things. I mentioned reproduction. I mentioned marriage. I mentioned day and night. So our top reverence is not for those events, but for the essence. Our top reverence is not for those events, but for the essence. For the essence. That's why, for instance, why we don't preach divorce in marriage is also because we don't preach eternal insecurity. You get that? Why, some people have now gone to the extent of saying that divorce is an unpardonable what? Sin. You are taking things wrong. So don't forget, don't focus on the event, focus on the essence. Why we actually love, apart from the fact that man ought to love themselves, mutual love, also why we don't preach anything. Why we will not come to people and say, don't worry, if he give you one, give her 10. No, it's because that is also a tool to preach what? Yeah, to showcase the eternal security of our salvation. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. So we don't preach divorce as a further announcement of our forever unity with God. So in that light, can we say something? Can we say our characters to preach the gospel? Or I will say it this way. Our characters to preach some truth, not the truth. See what I'm saying? Don't use the word the gospel, okay? Because the gospel is an event on its own, okay? That means your character, like your conduct in your marriage, everything is also a tool to what? Preach some truth. Don't use the word the truth. The truth will be a differentiation of some truth.
Forget that. Don't think, don't ask me how. If you have not listened to the candidate, that would be wrong too. Because for God's actions too, which we are going to revamp all those series starting very soon. Very soon. So the media review of this year will be heavenly. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Now, Psalm 90. Psalm 90, verse 12 now.
Is where I'm really going today.
Now, don't forget, oh, we are not to worship those things. Day and night, we both know, is a result of the rotation and what? Revolution of the earth. It's clear. But we are to revive the intention behind those events. We are to revive the intention behind what? Those events. So, let me now ask you, how relevant should the new year be to believers? How relevant should the new year be to believers? I've just answered this and we build more on that on Friday. You know, your pastor had me saying, you shouldn't ask me about the service for this week because she announced that there's no service tomorrow. No problem. You will see me on Simeon's Friday. Psalm 90, verse 12. Please pay attention to this. Pay attention. My pastor. Okay. Good. That was your chair before you left this place. You came to that chair again. Can't you find another? Can't you find another chair? Papa, don't allow me to sit on that chair again. Sit on that chair. Yes, Psalm 90, verse 12. Like maybe they wrote your name on it. No. Once you go, let's read this. So teach us to number our days. Once you see that, before you do birthday, think. Some people, they are numbering their days. That they might apply their hearts to folly, to foolishness. Yes. Every birthday ceremony you do should be followed up with a okay. You must ask yourself after that ceremony, see my life. That we may apply our heart unto wisdom. So number your days so that for another reason. Now rush to 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. That is why we do everything here differently. Differently. That we might apply our hearts to wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God. See, who of God is made unto us what? Come on, read that again. Come on, want to go, guys. For of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us? Who of God is made unto us? Wisdom. Of course, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So please write this down. Wisdom talks about our appreciation of the word of God. Our appreciation. Appreciation of the word of God. The reverence of all God has done. The reverence. Of all God has done, is termed wisdom, reverence. And of course, there are some terms, once you hear, lazy, slothful, wisdom, which book do you go to understand? Proverbs. Hallelujah. Say, I love Proverbs. I know you don't like it, but it describes you. All of you during the Amatown, you are now putting DP that you don't bet. Today, we do betting tests for those that have not bet for how many days. obviously, who get hot water. It's not, you see, it's too difficult to boil water. Hallelujah. A Christian bathes in, and in Christ, Christian bathes how many times a day? you are a fish. Amen. Thank you. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20. Proverbs 1, verse 20. Wisdom cried without. Please, as we start reading this, don't forget. You know, I have defined wisdom, right? Funny enough, don't pick Solomon's definition of wisdom. First, go and define wisdom somewhere else. Then come back to meet Solomon. Because some people just say, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Which fear of God? Which, can you define it? Muslims who fear God. That's how they will accord everything that happens to him, both good and evil. Say, God. So, don't forget. So, he said, of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us, what? Wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:30. And I told that the appreciation of the word of God, right? Your reverence for that word, that's wisdom. Thank you. So now, as we are now reading this, put wisdom, think of wisdom as that, not as just equal, right? Don't think of, that is not wisdom. So let's read from 20 together. I want to go. Yes? She uttered her voice in the street. She cried in sheep place of in the openings of the gates in the city, she uttered a word, saying, how long, you simple ones, will you love what? Simplicity, and the scorners delight in scorning, and fools hate what? Knowledge. You see, you are seeing opposite of wisdom. Simplicity there are just people who say, I can't keep myself. That is the simplicity there. Scorners, people scorn, you know that. And fools, that's people that hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproach, behold, I will pour out my words upon you, see, and I will make known my words unto you. That's salvation. That means that is to turn at my reproof is to repent. That's to repent. Okay, because I have called now. That means who is calling? Who is calling? Is it Jesus? Who is calling? Is it Jesus? No, wisdom. Say wisdom. Okay, don't forget. So wisdom is not saying because I called you and you refuse, because I stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you have set at naught all my what? Counsel and will none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. That cannot be God that is talking, okay? This is all a figure of speech. It's personification that you are seeing here. Okay, 27. When your fear cometh as a desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when darkness and anguish come upon you, then thou shalt call upon me, but I will not answer. You shall seek me early, you will not find me. Why? For that they hated what? Knowledge and did not choose the fear of God. I so much believe that even on earth, there is a point of no return for every man. Like, what was I discussing with Zibuki? That, why do you think we have so many young people in this our world, folks? Why do you think we have so much young people? Is it that we don't preach to the old ones? We preach, right? But most of these people, see, watch out for your taste in rebellion. The longer some people spend in rebellion, to turn back to this path will look almost impossible. Someone that has been used to praying for, that all she has been praying for is enemy for past 50 years. Now bring him to a place. Now say, read Ephesians 1. Say, Ephesians, Kine. You will ask the people that have come to our first time, you will explain everything to some people. Say, everything you are saying is right. But, I'm far. It's true, they are far. So he is saying, because when I was calling you then, and this is the story of plenty people, like if you have known plenty people like in your campus, like that you are just word men on campus, have just observed, once they just leave that company and they progress into the world and they look for money, that money thing, be careful. Of course, I know you know better. Once you search for that thing to an extent, say, don't worry, I will serve God. The day will come, the God will be appeared before you say, ah, God, give me money. So, instructions are always time-bound. There are some things that if you miss, your life cannot be the same again. Some people say, ah, don't worry, destiny delayed, it's not destiny denied. Destiny delayed is destiny denied. Because part of your destiny has been denied. Sorry, destiny, I just use that as a very loose term. But see that thing. It's clear. He said, because when I was calling you then, you are not answering. It's not that if you understand what he's saying here, he's not talking about answers to prayer. But that thing that you cannot value when you are still like this. The thing, see, I left this to pursue this. After I have pursued this, now, okay, I said, okay, let me now come back for this. The initial reason why you left this to pursue this will not make you come back for this after you have gotten this. That's just the way it works. I've seen, there's a man that was almost, I was preaching to me yesterday, that, you don't have fun. This man, come. You don't have fun. Somebody says he's a pastor. I say, don't worry. I have plenty of pastors that are my... Say, you need to be cashing fun. I say, hey, I'm hearing. I say, all these Christians. Say, is it Oyinbo that brought it for us? Is Oyinbo religion? I want to ask him that. Okay, this is alcohol and everything. You are calling fun. Who brought it? Okay, say, that one is Shekwe. That one is local. The things you are calling fun, where did it come from? Say, you don't have fun. Say, and... As he was talking, he doesn't know what I mean. I was screening his spiritual life. I was telling him, I see this type of people, they can never understand. So people, they are so used to frivolities that truth can never make sense again. Some people, they are so used to frivolities that truth can never make sense again. So it's real, guys. So this is not talking about a man that is going to hell or really. That is not the real point here. I'm not saying you cannot preach to anybody and be born again. But the things that you are exposed to, just like the church, our church in Rome, the man that gave us the church in Kaduna, Rome, why don't you say that? You say this man say, what you everything you guys are doing? Say God called him to. Say he was just running up and down. Running up and down. Say don't even know what to do. Okay. As part of my repentance, come and take free venue for church. No, his repentance gave us, sorry, his past rebellion gave us free venue. Do you get that? But no, see what he's saying. Say, everything you are doing, this is what, like bookies or God, I will say, same time I just see guys in church, say, I like them. See, that was me before. So what happened to you? And I say, now. Somebody say, now we are financiers of the what? Of the gospel. Part of the gospel. See, it does not get easier in future if it's not easy now. That's the truth. It doesn't get easier. If it's not easy now, it doesn't get easier. Trust me. Like this, you should trust. I'm not talking to you for anything. To God who made me, I can carry my wife, carry Father Abraham, go to Kaduna, go and start. I said, yes, Maduguri, I'm going to start tomorrow. And I just put rejoice and come and pastor you there. Everything will be fine. But I'm simply saying, take it from me. What you ought to do now, do now. Don't postpone. Is that clear? Thank you. So, back to Proverbs 2 now, verse 1. So verse Proverbs 1:28 said, they shall call upon me, I will not answer. That's wisdom. That means now, what's the definition of wisdom again? Appreciation of what? God's word. That means a day will now come, you want to appreciate it. It will be looking like, Ephesians 2, in Christ. After all your backlog of African magic. You have, after in your brain, you have like 365 movies you can explain. That's the Ephesians 1. It's far, right? To people like that, what do you think I help them?
A place like a divine assembly. Just say, enter, lock the door.
What should you do to his phone?
Submit your phone.
First, just say, this one. Submit your phone. Your family, don't say, okay, what will I be eating? Don't worry. We'll be passing a food through the window to you. For minimum of how many months?
6 months. 6 months.
Minimum. That 6 months is so that you can reset. Yeah, now come back to the first. Okay. It's like Pastor Nika say he wants to get a lady. Say, I know God put this thing on me because of this. Shut up. Shut up. He say, okay. He say for the next 3 days, keep saying, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. No, is he getting? No, he's getting to get a lady filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, she has been complaining. Say, okay. Say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Say it like 1,000 times. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. 1,000 times. Say, are you fine now? I say, yes. Say, okay. Go. You're not fine. Go another 2,000 times. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. No, you'll be counting it. So after that, I say, okay, now, because you are the righteousness of God in Christ, say God can live in me. And I say, yeah, so God can. You have not gotten it. Start again. Just for her to agree that God can live in us. Say, start saying it like 1,000 times. Praise God. Limit your taste for rebellion. It does not get easy. Please, it's not all of us. It's not sure she will do every day to everybody else. All we do is just we checkmate ourselves. We cut things off, cut things off, cut things off, cut things off. Please limit your taste for it. Is that clear? Yeah, I trust God for you in this place. Tell your neighbor, say, I trust God for you. Come on, give your advice. Say, I trust God for you. Okay, so see Proverbs 2 now, verse 1. So my son, now just like people, if you have been used to 20-minute sermon, for 40 years of your life. 20 minutes Sunday sermon. 20 minutes sermon. How many minutes dancing?
3 hours.
1 hour, 30 minutes. Adverse. Jesus.
So you saw my cell of 2 days ago?
Yes, sir. Imagine that's why I don't also accept invitation again to come and preach. Imagine bringing me to a church, come and preach. And I'll bring that system. I say, yeah, open. Why? They just say, which type of punishment is this? Like Pastor Kasi, he was pushing somewhere. He came to tell him, he said, sir, you are not shouting. You are not saying, say, yeah. Say, I'm getting there. I'll be keyboard too. We'll be doing TDJ style. Say, I'm happening now. Whipping me in the for a night. For yeah. You will get on my attempt today, don't worry. He said they sent me a note that, sir, you are not shouting. You are. I know what Pastor will be teaching. You see, the Greek word of this, I'm not shouting. But so when you see your friends that are still so much in all this, say, oh God, I am begging you, a day will come. You'll be looking for this truth. You will now be seeing it. You will look like Arabic. Say, this is Bible. Bible will not look like Arabic. Actually, do you know that when we were in our old church, you know it's like there was no book like Ephesians? Yes! Who has observed that? It's like the first day someone now said, But Psalm 35, David and Goliath. Right? All those big stories. Awesome. But see, one day somebody just say Colossians 3. Yeah, just open. Bah. So this thing is here.
Praise God.
Or somebody now say, okay, we are going to pray in tongues for 1 hour.
1 hour. 1 hour. Eh? 1 hour. Sorry. Say, what would I be singing? Let me tell you the truth. 2006. No, the first day I prayed for 1 hour. In tongues. I first prayed. No, I first sang now. Sing. Pray. Shake time. 15 minutes. Ah! What is this? I said, okay, I will do it. Try. When they were starting this, I was crying. I got 1 hour. But before then, I usually go to mountains, CNC mountains. No? Abuja de Olorun. Abuja de Olorun. Apostle. Oh, yeah. The wall of Abuja de Kam. I forgive you, Laju. The wall of Abuja. And you don't be tired though. For hours on mountain. But it's time for truth. Now they to be candid. For me to remain like this, it took me 3 years of pulling out of school. Now I don't preach that. I don't recommend that. That is why a defiance and whether you pull out of school or you don't pull out of school, you will be your head will be correct. Whether we don't mind when you close from work, you will meet us here. Abi, just close, come and meet us. Like that, if I see coming by, she will meet us. Amen. Somebody will be ready. Say, okay, we're done. Are you fine now? Yeah, let's start again. Come and write your own. So, like, and that's the things that we have actually put in place. So, it took me 3 years to reset, to know that, okay, church is not just about frivolities. Now, some of my best friends in my school, I just pull out. Everybody complained. I said, I must understand this. Praise God. So, the longer a man spends in rebellion, the more difficult it is to appreciate the truth later. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so Proverbs 2 now, verse 1. Imagine before, when you open Proverbs, you have to be looking for a virtuous woman. Who is a virtuous woman over there? Yeah, we are virtuous woman, praise God. Oh, yeah. It's our time, amen. Put on your dancing shoes. The man is to bring out his wife, but woman, put on your dancing shoe. Yeah, see there. Go. Oh, be rare ni awa. Yeah, I'm turned your cover. Hey, Inko. Sorry, you have interpreted that song. He's saying we are good women. He said we are thinking of our husband. We are thinking. In church. All of you, nobody is thinking of any husband here, apart from me and my wife.
Amen.
So, please, this is a call to your friends, okay? You all have people in all these plenty places. A call to them. A call. See, this is my jubilee that looks like Papa over there. There was a time she would be telling me, Pastor, come to my school. Come for Leod. Come and organize this. She came here last 2 weeks. Pray!
She was telling me, Pastor, let's come to Epoma. Come and do Leod.
But they have Leod on that there. Sorry, that's my amen.
So it's the way it's normal. That is not, once anything you have given your mind to repeatedly. If you are the Sharma and the Chicken Capitan and the this thing, what's his name? You are the pizza type that every day all you are just looking for is take me out. You come to church, you will be explaining your duty. After service, say something now. You will say, how do you pray today? And you say, no, say, can we go to? You mean, your only goes out once in how many months now? 2 months. No, I actually can't it. So I will check. Okay. Now, this last time you went out on a date, I screenshot. I said, okay, it's 2 months. Okay, let's forgive him. It's 2 months. So that's a joke. So if it's too frequent, what did I say? Ah, emoji. Exam is knocking. I'll just punish everybody for the sin of one person. So please, that's the point. Let's just see some people to spend three, just like the other day. And me and my wife went to a cinema to watch a movie. There's a brother that we always beg, have time for church. No time. No, have time for church. No time. So we now, after service, went for a movie. As we just see the brother just coming. Yeah? Where are you? He didn't come to church that day, actually. He couldn't talk again. We're just laughing. But you keep saying he was busy. He's a doctor. He's a this. He's that. You just laughing. I'm not like, don't go, come, greet us. I hope you have seen that. A Christianity does not negate your fun, but it's just like one thing is needful. Are you with me? Let that be done. So once you are all you are used to is, me. Some ladies, if they are not fine, they will be a Christian. If they are not fine. Somebody that back there, if not for Joshua in her life, if not for Joshua, No, she has done Miss Campus before. Say that. Yes. So Proverbs 2, verse 1. My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, verse 2, yes, unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. If thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for what? Understanding. If thou seekest her as what? As silver and searchest for her as what? Eat treasures. Then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and shalt find the knowledge of God. The Lord give birth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He laid up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yeah, and every good path. Verse 10, want to go help me? Into your head. And knowledge is pleasant unto what? Discretion shall now what? Preserve thee. Hallelujah. Understanding shall what? Keep thee. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man. From the man that speaketh what? Froward things. From deception. Who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked. Whose ways are crooked and they are froward in their paths. To deliver thee from the strange woman and every, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. How will you be delivered from these people? See that verse 10. When wisdom and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. When it's pleasant, are you enduring what we are doing to you here, or is pleasant to you? That's the question. Bible interpretation, everything. Are you, Brasilian? Are you? Awesome. Are you, I know that's your shirt, but I didn't know it was you. So are you enduring what we are doing here? As Brasilian from Katuna. Are you enduring all we are doing here? Or is pleasant to you? So he's saying, whose ways are crooked? They are, he said, to deliver thee from the strange. So all those things, just talking about false doctrine. Please write this down. Lies, deceit, false doctrines, temptations of the world. Lies, one, deceit, false doctrines, then temptations of the world. So wisdom keeps you from all of that. Lies, deceit, false doctrines, temptations of the world, which forsaketh the guide of our youth and forget the covenant of our God, for our house inclined unto death and our path unto the dead. 19, none that go unto our return again, neither take they hold of their path of life. So now, some people today, their own definition of wisdom is to sideline ministry because of things. That is folly. You are not wise, so that's folly. That's folly. You are not wise. Some people, when they talk about wisdom today, they say like, pastor, now how can I be praying for 30 hours? Let's apply what? Wisdom. Let's apply wisdom. Until my wife said one day she watched. Is it like physical? Which one do you watch from morning till night? Prison break. Huh? 24. Jack Bauer. Marlene. Oh, maybe you're watching Marlene. Two days. Who knew one day, a time that I post on Facebook that Christians should avoid certain things? Who remember? And it created one small issue. And I just. It's true. It's not because. Okay, what is the issue with certain things? Is addictive, right? It's addictive. It's not stopping. Like his episode, I said, okay, don't worry. If the film has an end, beginning and end, that means I know that, okay, I'm only giving 2 hours. It's not to be continued indefinite. That thing is wrong. Are you with me, brethren? So please, don't allow some people, their own wisdom is, pastor, let's do it small. Church cannot be like this. Let's. I have to tell somebody. I say, are you not a slave in your place of work? What is it, slavery? No, because we are all wearing. Nobody is putting chain on anybody's leg. Say we are not a slave. Okay. For 15K, you wake up 5 a.m. 5 a.m. Okay, 25K. 5 a.m. 40K. 5 a.m. Okay, by 7. Okay, I'm still talking about Abuja, not even Lagos. No, Lagos is another type of level of slavery. And you are back. They will shout on you, say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. At the end of the day, they give you 40K. At the end of the month. This Sunday, you are coming to work. Yes, sir. What is slavery? Answer. You now say, okay, church, 3 hours. Abba, pastor, 3 hours. We can wish time. Until somebody who said one day that we don't have time to look for husband. I say, I know, where will you be now to look for husband? Where? Okay, you must hang out, right? Joints, suya. Now we're spaghetti, right? Yes. See, that's it. Okay. Praise God. Not praise God. Hi. Share. I'm available. Yeah, that's folly. So, see Proverbs chapter 3. You know, some of you don't know that God has been ordering, like God has been doing a lot, blocking things for years, some of you like 10 years. God has been preparing. God will block some chance so that you can find yourself here today. You don't know? I'm not joking. God has been doing, he has been trying. Say, don't worry, he will get there. Yeah. Angel, block down. Yeah. He said, this guy wants to toss him off. Angel, block the guy. Block. No, to be candid, if you have said yes to some proposal some 3 years ago, you know where your life would be. she's very hopeful. So, like you just say, pa. It's happened to me too. Amen. And that is why prayer is just good. If you have people you are still trusting God for, just pray. Just pray. That's the best you can do. You pray and you appeal. Proverbs 3:13. Even we too. God worked on us too, so that we can bat. That's like when I came to Abuja and
Pastor, let's find a venue in Wuse. Thank God for people I have, Pastor Ezekiel. Pastor Ezekiel took me to Magdala. The house he took me to, you know, is close, is the next house to the mountain. Behind his house, if you know Pastor Ezekiel's house, that is enough. That is not good. Pastor Ezekiel, okay. I know God is taking us somewhere to happen, but I didn't believe it should be this terrible. I think the thing that just saved me then, because me, I didn't bind, is my car. I said, Pastor, my car cannot drive this road. Because I have to park the car somewhere far. We now trek the rest to church. I said, Pastor, okay. So God used that car to save me. I would have been close to God somewhere. I'm still begging Vivian to come to church from this house here. Remember, we are on the mountain. And then we see, no. Anyway, so I'm just saying, even us, you just progressively, that's why I keep saying, thank God for your simple words. That is all I can just say. A man that is simple-hearted and that is ready, just relax, leave him, let him keep praying, let him study, he will get it. That agidi okan, pride of the heart. Pride doesn't even communicate that word very. Stubbornness of the heart, that thing, God cannot help you. God cannot help you. That is the same thing the Bible, not God, though, the Bible accused Pharaoh of scripture. Agidi okan. That's that stubbornness of the heart. Some people they don't talk, but they are stubborn. They are stubborn. So don't give me examples here. Nobody. Leave that for me now. They don't talk, but So that's not you. So anybody that is just that simple, don't worry, you will find it. God is not that far away. Praise God. Sorry. And Proverbs 3:13. Happy is the man that findeth. Look at it, please. Look at your Bible. Please help me. Happy is the man that findeth what? Wisdom. And the man that getteth. Brakim, please, in our next church flyer, don't put closing time. Just put starting time. Church is 6 o'clock. Simple. Is that clear? So nobody will hold me accountable for not closing. 21. Sorry, don't mind me. 3:21. My son, let not them depart from thy eyes. Keep sound wisdom and what? Discretion. Again, what do I call wisdom again, please? Okay, so you can put it again. Wisdom is my valuation of Christianity. My valuation. It's individual. It's individual. My valuation of Christianity. So what the writer of Proverbs is doing is to put wisdom as a person. So he was using him to personification. So Proverbs 4 verse 1 now. Hear you children the instruction of a father and attend to no understanding. Of course, when you are saying father and mother dear, well, this comes through your obedience, like the teaching ministry of the church. So when you say, hear the instruction of your father and attend to no understanding. So don't say it's talking about your biological father. No, this is just basically the teaching ministry of the church. Scriptures are not written first for your obedience to your parents, but your obedience to God. Write it down. I have to be clear. Some of you, if you are obeying your parents, you will not be here today. A lot of you. So I just said, now, if I say you should disobey your parents, no. I said scriptures are not written first for obedience to your parents, but for your obedience to God. So when you are saying obey your father, obey your, most of the time it's talking about spiritual things, not really the biological. I'm not saying that they are meant to be disobeyed. No. Please don't get me wrong. Thank you. Verse 2. For I give you good doctrine, forsake you not my law. For I was my father's son. You can see that. Tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Okay, talking about Bathsheba and David likely. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. See that word? Keep my commandments and live. I'm saying retain them and live. Retain them. Retain them. That's why we have exams in this place. Say exam forever. Yeah, so you retain them. It will help you to retain all you have heard. See, from next year, our messages will have increased, right? And you know, we love all our newcomers, so go through all we have ever done. So if you don't graduate this year, next year there will be one extra curriculum. I'm looking for a name for it. You know, we have membership training, we have workers training. There should be something between membership and workers, something like that. Something like... What's that class between nursery and primary? We have pre-nursery then nursery. Something like that. So you find me a word that the Holy Ghost, okay? We have what we do, but we don't have the word. We don't have the name. But actually, I'm actually serious. A time will come that training, this place will take 2 years. Say amen. Yeah. 2 years. We are here for life. Past five now. Get wisdom. See that? Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Then that decline from the words of my mouth. Don't forget the meaning of wisdom or the appreciation of salvation, the appreciation of Christianity, what Christ has done, or wisdom is the ministry and responsibilities we have as a result. The ministry and the responsibilities we have as a result of what God has done in Christ. The ministry and the responsibilities we have as a result of what God has done in Christ. See verse 6 now. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. You see? See, forsake her not. Who is the her there? Is it babe? So, forsake her. Who is the her? So, which figure of speech is that again? Personification, right? Forsake her not, and she shall what? Preserve it. Love her. Who is the her? Wisdom, right? What is wisdom? Your love, that means appreciate what? Christianity, right? Appreciate Christology. And what will happen? She shall keep thee. Thank you. Verse 7. When you now say, wisdom is the what? Principal thing. Therefore, what? Get wisdom. And we thought they are getting. Get what? Do you know how they have bastardized this scripture for us before? They will just go and invite somebody from the secular world and say, you will just open with, get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Then after saying that, you will not close the Bible. You will leave the wisdom. You will now go into, yes, therefore, Zig Ziglar. Let me rush, Jerry. So, see verse 8. So, get wisdom is the principal thing. Say principal thing. So, this is the justification of why we abandon things for the gospel. See, we say, get this is the principal thing. Why we abandon a life for the life. I said, this is the justification of why we abandon things for the gospel. Why we abandon a life for the life. For no man can serve two masters. Even love one. Proverbs 4 verse 8 now. Exhort her, and she shall promote thee. He shall bring thee to honor when thou shalt embrace her. Hallelujah. Say eternal honor. Okay. Verse 9. She shall give to thy eye, to thy head, an ointment of grace, a crown of glory, and she shall deliver to thee. So, this appreciation of God's word will ensure you are never irrelevant in God's kingdom. Write that down, please. That you are never irrelevant in God's kingdom. It will ensure that you are never irrelevant. Ensure you open all the scripture. I'm rushing after we can close. This appreciation of God's word will ensure you are never irrelevant in God's kingdom. 2 Peter now, put your hand in Proverbs 4 verse 9. Quickly rush to 2 Peter 1 verse 8. No man can serve two masters. Our master valley, and the ransom valley, cast of valley. Okay, 2 Peter 1 verse 8, IJ scripture. For if these things be you and abound, they make you. See that? Please open. Of course, you have to read what he's saying earlier. He's talking about diligence, talking about brotherly kindness, talking about charity, diligence, godliness, commitment. See, if this is being you and they abound, they make you that you shall neither be what? Barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh this thing is what? He's blind. He cannot see afar off. You just think that all it is to life is this art or this now, or is how much I have now. You see your bank account and you are worried. Ah. If you allow your bank account to get you worried, if you allow your alerts to get you worried, don't worry. Hope you know both ways get people worried. If it's too much, you get worried. Selah, where am I? And he has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Of course, it's bad. Let it be much. It's good. Verse 10. Want to go? Wherefore, the brethren. Calling an election sure. For if you do these things, you shall. Hallelujah. So back to Proverbs 4, verse 10 now. Same thing he's saying. So hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. Look at your Bible, please. The years of thy life shall be many. Awesome. I'm serious. That means I'm talking about you. The years that you spend in God's kingdom, you spend doing the work of God. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, and I have led thee in the right paths. Verse 12. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened. When thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Amen, amen. Say, I can never fall on this path. Say, I cannot succumb to pressure. So that is the point. When people should say, so you don't have a life, you are not. Don't respond though. People are saying you don't have a life. Don't now strive to have a life by their standard. See you. You are left out. Don't respond at that time. Oh, if somebody say you are doing so less in the secular, and you are not perfect, for the sake of the man that said it, don't even do anything at that time. When they say you don't have a life. Mm-mm. Don't strive to please them. Say, I'm not moved by the outburst of rebellious men. Don't be moved. That's the point. Don't be moved. Okay, 13 now. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not into the way of evil men. Avoid it. See 15. Are you there? Let me read 14. No, you read 15 for me, please. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not into the way of evil men. 15, want to go? Yes. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. Is that not clear? Again, read again. Yes. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and. That's why I say, people, you are not heading to the same destination. Just pass away. No union at all. No joint grant. No agreement. Pass away. Just escape. Do you know that it was the same old prophet that deceived the young prophet that eventually gave the utterance that judged the young prophet? The people you are trying to listen to succumb to. Later, they will now tell you, I thought you are better than us now. When everything is now finished, they say, but you should be better than us. They will tell you. We will know you. Why do you do is it our fault? Did we force you? No, that story is very key. It's the same man that deceived him. That not judge him later. See, people who you are doing better than in the case of God, they know that you are doing better than them. They know. I'm not joking. They know. Even if they are talking like you are not making it, they know. I'm not joking. They know. Right? You write in your name. They know I'm doing better than them. Yeah. Amen. Okay. See, I'm seeing verse 17. Yeah. Okay. Okay, 16. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they have caused some to fall. Can you see that? For they sleep not, except they have done mischief, their sleep is taken away unless they cause someone to fall. And at times they will do some things like this with very pure intention. Intention is fine, just want you to be fine, but. Okay, 17. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. See, 18. But the path of the just is as a what?
is as a what? Come on, 18, want to go? But the part of it that shineth more and more unto the last night, talking before you travel. What are the four voices you must eat to? Yes, the voice of the what? Voice of the world, number one. Number two, the voice of the Savior, of salvation. Number three, voice of ministry. And number four, voice of the shepherd, of a shepherd, or a discipler. Again, number one, the voice of what? Voice of the world. Secondly, voice of the Savior. Three, the voice of ministry. Fourth, of a shepherd. Very key, very key. So that is what comprises the part of the judge. Is the what? Shining light. Hallelujah. That shineth more and more unto thee. Say thee. The perfect day. Hallelujah. So the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not as they stumble. That's 21. Let's read, please. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy eyes unto my saying. Let them not depart from. Keep them in the midst of. Why? 22. For they are unto those that find them. And else to. Come and read verse 21 and 22 again. Help me. Yes. Find it. And else to all. 23, yes, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are thee. 24, put away from thee a froward mouth and preserve sleep. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me pause Proverbs. Okay, I see. Let me just read this 25. So, like, don't compare yourself. I see he's doing, if he's doing this, why can't I? Don't compare yourself. Don't compare yourself. Just pick yourself from where you are and move forward. And move forward. Don't compare yourself. Don't forget what I call callings, right? Physical predicaments, your current state. Remember that 1 Corinthians 7, 20, 21? Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. I explained that. That call a servant, care not. If thou mayest be free, use it rather. Like I explained those words in that series. So physical predicaments, your current state, which may not be your fault and which may be your fault, whichever. But whichever be the case, ensure you do the right thing. Ensure you serve in that capacity. Don't compare yourself outside your joint identity in Christ. Don't compare yourself outside your joint. This is our joint identity. I have never done that to a believer before. Say, Abuki has more money than me. So I now feel it. Never compare yourself outside that our joint identity with Christ. Don't use mundane things as a yardstick for comparison. You have a car, you have a, come on, go and sit down. That is not a tool for, never. That's not a criteria here. Hallelujah. What we can use the things of the spirit as comparison, no problem. Yeah, this guy is praying better than you. You have to put up. That is okay. No, this one, see this one's PR. No, see your own is scanty. This one, that is comparing. That is okay. But don't now compare physical status. Those things, please. No, 25, help me. Yes, let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before. Say, focus. 26, help me. Yes, ponder the path of thy feet, and let all the ways be established. 27, turn not to the right, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from. Say, I now understand wisdom. So now, the wisdom of the world is to try to outsmart God's will. The wisdom of the world is to try to outsmart God's will, while the wisdom of God is to obey his will at whatever consequence. Again, the wisdom of the world is to try to outsmart God's will, but the wisdom of God is to obey his will at whatever consequence. Okay, back to Psalm 90, verse 12. That's what I'm trying to explain this. They say the wisdom of the world is to try, it's when people are trying to outsmart God's will. You went to school for 4 years, nobody complained. Now you say you are going to church, and you say you are bold enough to say, my mom is not allowing me to come to church. You will sit your mom down and lecture her. See, mommy, Yeah, I was in school for 4 years. You don't know where I was. So. Eh? Mommy, do you know where it's called NFA Grand in school? I usually go. Usually close there by 1 a.m. Here I am today. Where I'm going is church. In fact, that church, it has live stream. Just check by the left. I will be sitting where you'll be seeing me. So you will see me there. And we close by. You will see when we close. So from when we close, you will time it. Time. You see, 30 minutes from now, I will be at home. You will sit her down and explain. Don't just say, remember what I said last time I traveled? I said, you are not clueless, right? You don't succumb. Just say, I am helpless. Like, this thing. Pastor, the devil has boxing me. So what you want to do? I have to marry him. No, you are not clueless. I'm not clueless. That's why I said that I'm fed up. You are not fed up. You are smart by God. You are not paying attention. I'm fed up, I'm tired, I'm overwhelmed. There's nothing else I can do but to succumb to this pressure. No, that's not you. Say, that's not me. Say, I'm too taught by God. Say, I am smart towards God's will. Awesome. So that's what I'm saying. So, Psalm 19, verse 12. So, the wisdom of the world is, people will try to say, don't worry, let's outsmart God's will. But the wisdom of God is what? Is to obey his will at whatever consequence. At whatever consequence. Psalm 90 verse 12 now. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. So now we have understood what wisdom is. So we are now going to use days as a tool to get better in the appreciation of Christ and his ministry. We are now going to use days, that means the normal calendar, as a tool to get better in the appreciation of Jesus and his ministry.
Glory, glory, glory.
I'm almost ready for you.
So you're not going to use days.
Just give me 2 minutes, then you come and play.
This as a tool to get this, ensure you write down everything I'm saying right now. Like Iggy, as individuals, if you have been in Christ for 4 years, your growth must not be like a 3-month-old believer. No. Teach us to number our days that we may what? Apply our hearts to wisdom. Amen, amen. You will now say, wow, now I'm celebrating a birthday. Awesome. Okay, this means I am 25 today. Okay, I have been a Christian for 15 years that I can remember, but I have been strong on this Christology for the past 4 years. Okay, what has been my progress ever since? The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, how many have I been able to commit this to? You will now. Don't forget, we have said you use marriage, right? To see God, right? Are you with me? You see day and night to what? To see God. You see reproduction. I mean, after his kind, right? To what? To see God. So when you also see days, right? Revolution, a new year, a new month, a new week is for you to reevaluate. Everything is for the same purpose. Are you getting that? Thank you.
Oh, glory, glory, glory.
If I have been in this church since for 2 years, what can be said of my spiritual growth? Oh, you can even say, okay, 2019, how many did I preach to this last year? How many of them can I account for today? Write down these questions. 2019, how many did I preach to? Then how many of them can I account for in Christ? This is a year where we must account for people. How many of them can I account for today? Can I account for? Pastor Joy, how many has passed through my training scheme? How many am I making better by these things I am doing? You must be able to account for. Teach us to number our days. So, month by month, we can assess ourselves. Oh, how well have we done as a unit, as a church? If after the last 365 days, we are just 10, and we are struggling, then something is wrong. There must be growth. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as we wish ourselves happy new year, say, oh, glory, glory. But like a spiritual man, say, ah, as we just say, ah, happy new year, say, yes, glory to God, it's a new year. So, what are we going to what? Do better this year. That's why workers in this place, I mean, the leaders, they did the happy new year in a different way. Praise God. Are you with me? As you're just happy new year, what can we do better? What can we do better? So we think like a spiritual man because we are afraid. Now Ephesians 1 verse 15. You think like a spiritual man. 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 So there's an extreme of some people who say, ah, we don't do bad days. We don't do naming ceremony. We don't do this. We don't do that. Come on. It's not all this. Remember Colossians, right? Let no man judge you in what? In this. But the essence is of what? It's of Christ. The body, the essence is Christ. So that means I can use this as a tool to what? Get better in the things of God. Glory to God. So Ephesians 1, let's just read from, this is the last scripture, from 15 to 17. Wherefore, after I have heard of thy faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, may give you what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge. Hallelujah. Say the spirit of wisdom. You can rewrite that as the wisdom of the spirit. This swallows up the wisdom of the flesh. So that's one of the reasons why we pray. So that you can have the wisdom of the spirit. I will explain this more on Friday and beyond. The wisdom of the spirit. Wisdom of the spirit. Wisdom of the spirit. That we might see things as we ought to see. So as you hear someone say, Merry Christmas. The next thing is, oh wow. Therefore, we must preach this gospel more. That we hear Merry Christmas and we step out to preach the gospel. That we see the day dawn. I will say, hey, yes, Lord. Please let someone be saved by the words of my mouth today. As you just see the day dawn, that let that experience remind you of your duty. Oh God, darkness just gets swallowed up by light. The same must happen in my words. In my words, come on. In my experience today. Praise God. Come on, praise God. As you are just seeing all that, as you see, you know, as you see the stars in the firmament, say, wow, God, may I remain relevant forever. No, stars are also used, right? If you look at the book of Daniel 12, right? Pastor said, they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as what? Stars forever. So as you see the stars in the firmament, what should that remind you of? Yeah, God, may I be relevant in this your will forever. So you're not looking at stars to become a stargazer. You're not doing Happy New Year so that you can start worshiping one new year in quotes. You are looking at everything so that you can get better in your what? In your Christology. In Christ and his ministry. Why? Because everything was created by him and for him. Amen, amen. As you see a good marriage, the next thing you are thinking about is not that, yes, now, oh, wow. As you are, if you are thinking of marriage just as a tool of pleasure alone, you are of all men. If you cannot see that, wow, by the reason of this union, this one will get better. Hallelujah. Would you don't go and look for somebody and say, yes, I'm here to make you better. It's me. I've come. Amen. Praise God. I've sacked you now. You have resigned. I've back to the left hand side of God.
Oh, divine, yes. You just can take your sins away. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. As we hear Happy New Year, instantly, it's okay, can we sit down? Let's evaluate last year and ask ourselves, what can we do better? How can we apply ours to more wisdom this year? So, the wisdom of the flesh will see things as the end and the intent of themselves. Please write this down that way. The wisdom of the flesh is to see things as the end and the intent of themselves. But the wisdom of the Spirit will make you see things and in it see better days in ministry. You will see things and you see Christ as the intention of things. You have a good job and say, wow, awesome. By this job, I will be able to serve better. I will be able to support more. Awesome. You see a fine guy, say, ah, fine. Awesome. We are going to preach together. Now I'm having a partner in ministry. Whereas the word definition is just the girl to have in your house and to be traveling to Jamaica up and down, everything with. You see a companion in what you have been called to do. You like, that's the wisdom of the Spirit. That's what Paul is praying for. You will be presented with a job. The first thing you ask, sir, what is the closing time? Sir, do you get me? But before you ask, what is the salary? You first ask, sir, when is the closing time? Do we have holidays? Do we have breaks? Because you are thinking about what? The ministry. The wisdom of the flesh, you say, ah, girl, ask for the figures. I say, sir, how many digits? That's the wisdom of the flesh. Praise God. Come on, praise God.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Ask
my wife when I saw the advert of what I'm doing today. Ask her the first question I ask her. This is not, I'm not, you can ask her later. What I'm doing right now, when the job came, ask her the first question. Are you sure I will always have 2 weeks very free? Ask her. Please, before God, man. Yeah, I didn't have a dream of even starting a church. That was the first question. It's not, this, that. Came back, immediately I came back. You remember Ayumde Samuel? Sorry, Ayumde Festus, rather. The first time I came from travel that went abroad for 6 months, as I was coming when people would be galloping, immediately I just came back, organized a layout. Is it time of refreshing there? Time of refreshing, yes. So when you are seeing things, you have good companions, relationship, you must see Christ. Say, I see Christ. You must see Christ. So now you know there are a lot of things around you to remind you of your duty, right? Day and night, marriage, reproduction, happy new years, happy new day. It's a new week. Awesome. I must reset. Start praying the Holy Ghost. Start praying the Holy Ghost. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give you the word spirit of wisdom, which is revelation in the knowledge of Him. That you don't see things and you are seeing, say, yes, oh, I'm married and that's the end. The girl is the end of the marriage. No. The marriage will be a tool for a greater end. Yeah. Start praying. I'm walking. Yeah. And I say, oh, glory to God. You know, if you are seeing it that way, you will even do the marriage well. You will do the work well. Say, oh, wow, awesome. Ah, very soon. I say, okay, let me work well. Now, let me do so I can close that exactly 4. And I rush back to my duty. Take my example. This girl. Thank you, Lord. Pray, please pray a bit. Just pray a bit. I'm done. I'm praying. Done. I lift myself off. I'm going to show no distractions on my path. It's never too late. Never
to be done. I keep myself up. No distractions from my past. It's never too late to get back on track. There is ministry to be done.
Sliding or anything. I just want to pastor Jeremy. The pastor. He said, I'm going to environments where they don't send God everything. He said, keep me fervent. He said, keep me fervent. He looked at me. He said, don't worry. You come back and meet us there. He said, don't worry. It will be done. He said, don't worry. It will be as you have wished. Guys, see that song. He says it's never too late. He says it's never too late.
It's never too late.
So, he says you pick yourself up. That means, that's what everybody here did. He just, I beg, carry the everybody here, like, Just carry yourself. You pick yourself. Like, see that reproving Revelation. Say, remember where you that has fallen. Be zealous and what? And repent. Say, remember where that has fallen. Be zealous thereof and repent. So you will pick yourself up. That means you will not shaking away in that place. No, 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 no. A lot of us years ago, God. Go far for you. Do this for you. Do that for you. Just pick yourself today again and run it again. Praise God.
Kick myself up.
Pick it up, okay?
And read this call.
Pick yourself up, yeah.
All distractions from my past.
Never too late.
Never too late. Get back on track.
Thank you. Upstanding.
There
thank you.
Is ministry to be done.
I pick myself up.
Pick myself up.
Yeah.
And run with this cause.
Yeah.
No distractions from my past.
Never too late.
It's never too late.
So get back on track.
Get back on track.
There is ministry to be done.
There is ministry to be done.
I pick myself up.
Pick myself up.
I run with this cause.